Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And thank you for joining us. We hope you had a fabulous Thanksgiving yesterday. And this show is a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality.
And we have a show on 3 days a week now. We have Wednesdays from 3 to 3:30, Fridays from 12 to 1, and Sundays from 10 to 11, and that's Central Standard Time. You can also follow our Blog Talk Radio by clicking on the follow button and check out our blog at divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com. If you have any questions or comments or would like to see any speakers on our show, please email us at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. And this episode is brought to you by Marie Langley. She's an intuitive realtor. Her phone number is 651-303-0555. And she does individual and group meetings, intuitive readings. And Beth Jacobson, intuitive clairvoyant reader and energetic therapist. And I do individual and group settings and corporate settings. You can reach me at 651-900-4136. And if you've missed a show, you can download our show as a podcast using the iTunes or RSS feed buttons on our Blog Talk Radio page. And if you're on Facebook, go please like our Divine Goddess Radio Facebook page. Thank you. Welcome, everybody.
Welcome, welcome, and thank you to our new likers. We appreciate you joining us on that page. And today is our Phone In Friday show, so people can call in and ask a question. And we would like to request that people please just respect the one question boundary. We love to help people, but we do want to keep it to one question so that everybody has a chance to get their question answered.
Exactly. Now, don't let that throw you off, but, if you're wanting more of a reading, like I said, Marie and I do individual sessions, and we do Skype, we do over the phone, but we are providing the service, and it's just so we can reach as many people as possible. We need to keep it to a one question, really adhere to the one question. So, and if you have any comments, we are welcome to comments, so as long as they're uplifting and supportive of, the work that we do, and if you have any feedback that you would like to give to us, to get us to look at things differently in the way we present ourselves, we are open to hearing that also. So show us for bringing in that light and that love. So,
yeah, and if we've had a couple of readers who've actually, listeners who've actually given us some really good tips.
Yes.
So even if you have a tip to share,
exactly,
we're more than welcome for you to call in and share that with us as well if it was something that can benefit everyone listening. And the number to call in is 347-327-9360.
And you know what? If we don't get any callers today, maybe that means that everybody's in a really good place and they're getting along with their family, so they don't have to sit here and go, oh, my Lord, what's going on here? So that was great.
Yeah.
Great.
Well, it's interesting. I know that it was a family day yesterday, and I had my trigger, but it was towards the end of the night, so I just had to come home and be by myself and release whatever I needed to release, and it's all good now. So
I must say I had a fabulous day, spent it with one friend, so we did energy work on each other, had a fabulous meal, great conversation, so it's like that is a fantastic way of spending my day of thanks.
Mm-hmm.
I was in gratitude of not having to have any drama or chaos in my life,
right.
So thank you, universe, thank you.
All right. Well, we've got a couple callers holding, so let's get to our first caller. Hello. Who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Rosemary from Jersey.
Is it Rosemary?
Right.
Okay. Oh, hi, Rosemary.
I just black out there for a second. Well, welcome, Rosemary. What's your question or comment?
Whatever you can pick up relation-wise coming in, whatever you can pick up.
Oh, so you're talking more of a romantic relationship because your guys
right.
are laughing going, be careful, you have relationships going on now. Okay, so we're talking romantic. I'm hearing within 3 months, the beginning of the year. So what is that? December, January, February? Are you saying February, March? More towards the end of February.
Mm-hmm.
More towards the end of February.
And I'm picking up a man with dark hair.
Yes. Yes.
And a darker skin tone.
And I was going to say tall, dark, and handsome.
Mm-hmm.
And he's tall. He's tall.
Mm-hmm.
He's at least 6 foot, over 6 feet.
or 6 feet. Cool.
Yes, and I'm hearing that his name, his, and I don't know if it's first name, middle name, or last name, but one of his names starts with a T. T as in Tom. It might even be Tom. But it starts with a T.
Starts with a T?
Yes.
Gotcha.
So good luck, Rosemary.
And he has a very good personality. I see him with a great sense of humor, too. I see you laughing a lot with him.
Yes.
Cool. I think I know who
it
is.
So just be open to it. Just be open to it.
Gotcha. I think I know who it is. I think the T begins with one of his the business name, I think.
Oh.
Come and think of it.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, he has his T. There's no T in his names, but in his business, yeah. Cool.
Okay.
Oh,
well, there you go.
Well, good luck.
Yes, good luck. Have fun with it.
Thanks, guys, and I hope you have a good
Thank
week.
Thank you for calling
Thanksgiving.
In.
Thanks.
Yes, same to you. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, and our next caller. Oh, come on. Hello, who are we speaking with? Where are you calling from?
Hello, ladies. This is Lisa, and I'm calling from Boston. How are you?
Very
good,
Lisa.
Lisa.
How are you?
Good.
Do you have
good,
a question or a comment, Lisa?
Yes, I have a question. My question is in regards to a job interview that I have lined up for Thursday.
So are you asking, like, how is it going to go?
Yes, I'm sorry, yes.
Okay. I'm hearing before you do it, to make sure that you do an intent, like an affirmation, prayer, whatever you want to call it, and ask that all communication is clear and open and that everyone, all parties are heard clearly and that it's free of confusion and that everybody has an open mind and open heart, and you'll be amazed at how well it goes.
And I'm seeing a thumbs up.
Yep.
I got a thumbs up.
Yep, yep.
Oh, very good.
Mm-hmm. Good. So go in there. You're going to go in there with a positive attitude. Positive yeah. attitude, and they're going to feel it.
Good.
And I'm also picking up something with red. Wear red.
I love red.
Seeing red around you.
Should I wear red or red?
Clothing. An item of clothing.
I would suggest not a shirt.
Right.
So it could either be, you know, an undergarment or a scarf.
Okay. A scarf, yeah.
Or a piece of jewelry. So there's something
okay.
in there. Because that's going to bring in the passion for the work that you'll be doing. And
okay.
a certain energy that you want coming in. But if somebody looks at a full red, somebody could react differently to that.
That's true. That's mm-hmm. very, 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 very true.
It could be red lipstick you're wearing, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, you don't want to go in with a red suit and
yep.
a red shirt and
yep.
red shoes. But something red.
Okay.
Oh, I'm hearing don't put it on your lips. So make sure it's either jewelry or something that underneath that only you might know about. It could be a red sock or
I'm
a red...
I'm actually seeing a red pin. So a pin that you would wear
yep.
on the lapel of your suit, if you're wearing
yes.
a suit or a shirt. Yeah.
Yes, I have like a beautiful pin that's in the shape of a rose.
Oh there
perfect.
You go.
Yeah.
And wear it on your left side of receiving.
Okay. Okay.
Good
All
luck,
right.
Lisa.
Good luck,
Thank
Lisa.
You, ladies. Thank
you're
you so very day. Much. Blessings
you.
To you.
Bye.
All right.
Same
Bye-bye.
To you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, and hi, I bet your name is Mary Lou.
It is. <Good job.
laughs> Mary Lou, where are you calling from?
New Orleans.
New Orleans, wow.
Mary Lou.
Must be nice
Mary
and
Lou.
Warm down there, I bet.
No, it's not. It's cold. I'm not used
is
to it.
Is it? Oh.
It's cold.
So do you have a question or a comment, Mary Lou?
I was going to ask, for a reading?
Okay. We were doing one question reading, so do you have a specific question?
Love life.
Love life.
Love life.
You need a screener. For a second there, I didn't think you were, right?
All I just heard the words, it's a common. 2 to 3 months.
It feels like there's some pieces that you're working on internally, whether you're consciously aware of it or if it's at a deeper level through dream state. that you're working on the tail ends of relationship stuff. You're tying up ends so that you can allow a healthy relationship to come into your life. And so, yes, it feels like in 3 months. So, again, isn't that our second one? February.
Yeah.
So February, well, perfect. That's the month of love.
Love, yeah. Valentine's
month of love,
Day.
Valentine's Day.
Okay.
So just make sure you just keep in the, that you're working on yourself, the self-love, and that you're allowing healthy love to come into your life. And that's going to be with the way you look at people, the way you think, everything that you project around you. Is going to, you know, and so look at your life right now. If your life is radiating love, that you have loving people in your life, you know you're in a really good space right now. So let that be an indicator of what's around you.
Okay.
Of what's internally going on with you. So that's your way of being able to, that's your little barometer of going, ooh, I'm in a really good place. So that way, love's going to enter into your life because you want healthy love, healthy love. Mm-hmm. So good luck to you, Mary Lou.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.
All right, bye.
Bye. Goodbye.
Okay. All right. And hello. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hello. This is Tony from New York. How you doing?
Very good. Tony,
hey.
Do you have a question or a comment?
Yes. My question would basically be regarding career in the field of publishing.
You have a fantastic voice. Let me put that out.
I'm telling you, yeah.
Good energy. Good energy.
You do a lot to take care of yourself energetically, so thumbs up on that one.
Thank you.
Okay, with publishing. So where you're working in the publishing business is what you're looking at?
Not actually publishing stories.
Oh, yeah. My first thing was book, and then I heard manuscript. Are you thinking along the lines of a manuscript?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And I'm also seeing a big yes. Both things will be published, book and manuscript. So,
is the manuscript based on anything to do with the spirituality background?
I do a lot of stuff for, like, children's stories, so a lot of them, the ideas will be inspired from, like, a spiritual concept, and I'll just find a way to introduce it, you know, as a children's story.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, I'm hearing the word success, too. They're saying success with that, so...
You're going to see within 6 months, it doesn't even feel like 6 months, but I'm seeing the number six. So it feels like within less than 6 months, 2014 is going to be very big for you, big for you. And it feels like it's going to gush in. Something's going to gush in. You're not going to get it all right away, but within 6 months, but something's going to happen. It almost feels like, I don't know if it's the end of January, the beginning of February, within the first week of February, that you're going to see the next step unveiled to you.
Okay.
So to keep an open mind, oh, I get what they're saying. Go ahead, where are you?
Oh, I was just going to say I see a contract coming in, too, that you'll be signing.
Yep.
So
look for signs and symbols. That's what they're saying, because they're going to be playful with you. Your guides are going to be very playful with you.
Okay.
So look at everything. That means something somebody says going, ooh, you know how things will just jump out at you, so pay attention to that.
Okay, definitely will do.
Pay attention to that. Oh, yeah, you got two thumbs up, buddy.
Yeah.
Two thumbs up. You are rocking and rolling.
Cool. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Good luck.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Okay. Hello, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Kathy from Maryland.
Hi, Kathy.
Kathy from Maryland. Do you have a question or a comment?
My question is I'm feeling stuck in my crown chakra with information coming in.
It's on your right-hand side. There's a blockage. Oh, you're overanalyzing?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I heard the words, get out of your head. literally.
You know, what's going on right now, Kathy, is because you're releasing some old belief systems, and there's words that are combodulated right there on the right-hand side on the tip. And it's there's a block, but it has to do with that overanalyzing. Now, it doesn't mean that you're consciously aware that you're overanalyzing, but there's parts of you, unknown parts of you, that are afraid of letting go of those old belief systems because they have helped you in the past, whether current past in this lifetime or past lifetimes. But so all you need to see, I already feel you shifting already. I see you already, the words are starting to leave already. It's letting that old patriarch system leave, that energy leave, and allowing the new matriarch system, the grandmothers, to come in and help with the releasing all of the old, of all that old stuff. And they're coming in. Coming in
so the
right
grandmother's
now
helping
you.
Me.
Yes, the grandmother's.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's coming in and letting you go. And so you're going to find out, go into meditation. It's not going to be this, you don't have to go into this long meditation, but to go in there, there's a message for you. And then it's for you to say your final farewell and say thank you for the life lessons and the experiences that you gained from that those belief systems. Because they serve their purpose when you experienced them then.
Wow. Amazing.
Does this make sense, or are you going, good Lord,
yeah.
I have no
idea.
Oh, yeah,
it makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
And whenever
you're shifting
I have a
already,
reading.
So it's leaving, but it still wants to be acknowledged for its purpose that it served, because it did serve a purpose once upon a time. But now
okay.
you're into new ways of being, so.
Okay.
You're rocking and rolling, girl. You're rocking and rolling.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. Hello, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Michelle calling from Colorado.
Michelle, how are
Michelle
you?
Michelle from Colorado.
Do you have a question or a comment?
Hey, lady. Yes, I actually do. I am wondering if you can see for me. I keep hearing Canada. I know no one there, have never been there. And I'm wondering how these, can you see how it relates to me? Because literally, I don't know anyone. I've never been there, but I'm constantly seeing, like, different signs of Canada.
Oh, for Canada.
I'm hearing it's going to, you need to go there for a spiritual journey. So it's something to do related to your spiritual journey. You're going to go and something's going to open up for you spiritually there.
So if
okay.
you have the means to just go there and visit, or if you have an opportunity to go and take a class, or whether it's somebody from Canada that you take a telesummit or seminar from, but that's going to be the next piece.
I don't as of yet, because I'm supposed to do this. It will come, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing, because I was like, Canada, you know, I'm even actually a melanated person, so I'm like, I don't even know if they have any of us over there. But it keeps coming to me, and so it must mean something. I'm like, but knowing it's spiritual, that's amazing, too, because that means at least, you know, I'm starting to open up, because usually I'd be like, you know, Canada, yeah, okay, I don't get it, but it keeps coming around, and so... I'm sorry.
Yes, you're recognizing it,
yes,
so you're getting the
you.
Message.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Oh, here's another thing that they're telling me to do with Canada. If you would go into a meditation or even before you go to bed at night saying, you know, you're asking your etheric body, which is your, you know, part of your higher self, where we go out and we school and we party with each other and we exchange information out in the etheric world, to ask that you go and it's, I'm also hearing you need the energy of whatever the frequencies and vibrancies that are coming from Canada there, and it has to do with the past lifetime. It has to do with the past lifetime also.
Okay.
So you can do that in etheric body and space too. Yeah, unless you can travel there, you have the finances to travel there, that's even better. But if you can't, you can etherically go there, and it's cool what we can do, you guys. It's so cool what we can do.
Yeah, okay, so when I go to sleep, I just say... ask my etheric body to help me to get there. How do I do it? I don't know how.
You would, at night or in meditation, you would talk to your etheric body in space and ask that you go
okay.
and join with the high frequencies and vibrancies of Canada. They're telling me to tell you this. So your guys are talking to me right now. So you're going to be able to easily go and do that. Because I see just even right now as we're talking, I feel your body shifting right now.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm a definite.
Just us talking right now, it's shifting you.
I could do that.
Yes. Oh, good Lord, girl. You don't even realize what you're capable of doing.
Thank you.
You're a really cool being. You're welcome.
Do you have a connection to wolves at all? Are you attracted to wolves?
Actually, yes. I think they're like a spirit animal because I see them out. You know what? Let me tell you. Me and my son were walking, and literally, we saw a big buck, the baby deer, and a wolf side by side. They turned, they looked at us, and they all walked off together. Well, the wolf should have ate them, right? But no, they all walked away from us together. And so we knew, you know, there has to be our spirit animals. They would be eating each other, you know, but they
walked away after
looking at us.
The wolf is connected to your past life in Canada, too, because I'm hearing the word trapper. So there's a connection there with wolves.
And I'm going to blow your mind another step. Just because of what Marie and I already said to you, it's about your spiritual journey and you're really starting to open up to it. Wolves represent inner teacher, and deers represent gentleness.
Wow.
That is the inner teacher is craving for this learning. So you're so cool that you're getting that wake-up call and that you were able to recognize a wolf and a deer together, which normally would not be together, and they were there and they coexisted together.
That is amazing. Wow.
So welcome,
excited.
Welcome.
I never knew
have
I
fun
do
with
that.
It.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I really am. Because that was my one worry is that I don't have the means to get there now, and it keeps coming to me. But if I
you can do anything energetically. You can do anything energetically. Remember, it's unlimited potentials and possibilities. Anything is possible.
Yeah, it's not
anything
literally. You guys are
so have
amazing.
Fun with
I
it.
I cannot believe this. Thank you so much. I am.
You're welcome.
Have
a great weekend.
Giving you guys.
You do.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
I love you guys. Bye.
We love you too.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. While we're waiting for callers, 347-327-9360. I just wanted to mention that our Sunday show, we're going to actually be talking about the basics of spirituality because we have been running into a number of people and a number of our callers who are just starting to wake up. So what we thought we would do is do a show and talk about the terminology.
And we're not talking waking up in the morning, folks. Yes. So we're talking about waking up spiritually to where you're looking at things differently and there's this calling and you don't realize what the calling is. So
yeah, so I thought, you know, it would be a good show just to do a basic, like, okay, this is what this means and this is what this means, so that as you're listening to our shows and terminology is being, you know, thrown around, then you have an understanding of what it is. Because when you are first opening up, you know, sometimes you'll tune into a show like ours or other people's and they're talking and you're going, what the heck are they talking about? I don't even know what this means. And,
craziness.
Mm-hmm, I mean, the last expo we were at, it was, I'm telling you, 98% of people that had never been to an expo, never been exposed to it. And I remember talking to this lady and I was going through and she just kept staring at me with her eyes were just getting bigger and bigger. And she's like, what does that mean? What does that mean? So I had to do a lot of, explaining just very basic. So, when we were talking about the show for Sunday, I was like, hey, let's do a basic. Because Beth, you know, is more very up there and advanced. And I'm the one who, you know, kind of reawakened a couple years ago. So I get the basic stuff. And I think it's really important for people to hear that.
And the basics are new for me, you guys. Mm-hmm. So it's like the basics, I don't know what it's like to be basic, you know, what people need to know because I've seen it and it's like I've had all this. So it's like I'm learning from this as well going, wow, seriously, okay.
Yeah. So tune in on Sunday at 10 and we'll be that's what we'll be talking about.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah. And, you know, on Sunday too we'll take callers if you want to ask a question about opening up.
Yep.
We won't be doing readings, but you can
ask a question
about the spiritual awakening process. If you know, are wondering, hey, if this is if this is happening to me, what does it mean? You know, so we can, well, it should be a fun show.
And it's nothing to be afraid of, so it might be somebody just tuned in right now, and this is the only thing they're going to hear. There's nothing to be afraid of. No matter what you're experiencing, you know, you're safe. You're safe. And if you were guided to Divine Goddess Radio, you know it's the right place to be right at this moment, and we'll guide you on to the next part of your path.
Right.
So
just
remember, always keep an open mind. Nobody can manipulate you. We're not going to try to talk you into doing anything, because it's all we're doing is giving you information. We're educating you, and you get to make an informed decision. So that's what we're here for. That's what our goal is.
Exactly. Exactly. We're not here to do any weird mind,
no.
mind manipulation.
If you knew Marie and I, you would know that's not even remotely who we are. It's not even remotely who we are.
We're just here to help. That's our goal.
Yes.
That's our mission.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you had a good Thanksgiving, and it sounds like so far our callers, sounds like everybody's like in a pretty God-blessed good place.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic.
That is great.
Oh, you know what I want to talk about? This past week, have you felt like any energetic downloads coming in, or like dreams, crazy dreams coming on, because that might answer some questions to some of the...
Well, and also I've been having...
It happens to me all the time, so I don't know what's... So I'm asking, have you experienced
it? Yeah, I have been experiencing it. I have been really tired and just going.
Yes.
But when I go to sleep, I can't fall asleep.
Oh.
And I'm going, okay, what is going on? So... And when I close my eyes, I've got a lot of the images coming in.
Yes.
And then I have to kind of either, depending on what the images are, put the bubble around me, or just say, you know, stay by me tonight because I know there's a message coming in. And while I'm sleeping, when I wake up, I literally through the night can feel energy just coming in through the top of my head.
Yeah.
Yep. And my body... does kind of weird things.
Kind of jerking and twerking,
Yep. So, and I'm waking up going, okay, I was given an important piece, but it's not being revealed yet. So I know that something's going to be coming.
So that means, you guys, that means she's not consciously aware of it.
Yeah.
And at time it will reveal itself, and it might be just knowledge that she didn't even know that she did not have, you know.
Right. And my body's, I can feel my body adjusting to whatever's being downloaded.
So you're integrating.
Yep.
You're integrating.
I'm integrating, absolutely. So, yeah, it's been, but it hasn't been negative. It's been very good.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but it's just like, can I get a good night's sleep?
Don't we have, you can also ask that the information comes in. It will come in as gentle as possible, and there's going to be, there's people to where it's going to come in the way it has to come in just because. But are we having a new moon on Monday? I think a friend of mine said that we have a new moon on I swear she said this coming Monday.
It could be.
So a new moon would represent what? New intentions that you want to,
beginning.
New beginning. Yeah. So set down what your intentions are for, you know, the rest of the month, which will be, Monday is December already?
Yes.
Good gravy, Miss Maybe.
Actually,
2014's almost here.
Sunday. I think Sunday is December 1st.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, today's the 29th.
This month flew.
Oh, because I asked for it, too, and I'm like, so happy.
Yeah, this month went by really fast.
But 2014.
I feel like I'm in a good place energetically. I mean, even though I'm not sleeping the greatest because I'm feeling a lot of stuff, I'm not wiped out during the day.
Yes.
So that usually means that it's...
and you know what, people? Because people have been asking me. Also, people are asking, Beth, I feel like I have asthma, emphysema, you know, stuff with my lungs. Just so you guys know, our lungs is where we hold in all of our organs. We hold in a lot of stuff. Kidneys are big time where we hold in a lot of fear. Our lungs are, you know, are we breathing in life with ease and grace? So those of you who have had a diet, like years ago when I had a diagnosis of asthma, so I've been really working on getting rid of everything that I store in my lungs that isn't for my highest good. So just be aware of that, too. Doesn't mean there's something physically wrong with you, but again, because Marie and I are not doctors, we're not in the medical profession, if you feel, you know, that you need to go get it checked out, by all means, go get it checked out. But if a doctor ends up not finding out anything, just know all it is energies that need to be released. So you can always sit down, hold onto your lungs, or go in and ask your lungs what's being held in there that I need to let go of.
Mm-hmm.
And it might be just because you're not taking your deep breath in and your deep breath out.
Mm-hmm.
How many of us don't breathe right, or we don't exhale?
Right.
Because we're always in that, like, fear mode. You know, you're holding your breath all the time.
Exactly.
So, just so you know. So you might be feeling your body is hurting, again, energetics. And if not, always go to a doctor, get it checked out. So.
All right. Well, we've got a caller waiting. Hello. Who are we speaking with? Where are you calling from?
Hi, ladies. It's Katie from St. Peter.
Hello, Katie.
Katie from
St.
Peter. Do you have a question or a comment?
I have a question.
Okay.
Miss Beretta has been waking up in the middle of the night. Like, this is a new thing for her. She's been sleeping through the night really well. And lately, for probably the last, I want to say like week and a half, she's been waking up in the middle of the night. And I can't, like, I have to go get her out of her bed to calm her down.
Oh, so is she crying and she's upset?
Yeah. Yep, and, like, a lot of times, like, one night, she wouldn't let me put her back in her crib.
Well, I'm hearing that she's being downloaded, for one thing.
And downloaded is a good thing
yeah.
when there's new information, but you have to remember she's an old soul, but chronologically she's still a little, 21 month old, who's going,
yeah.
Good God, what's coming at me right now? And this is energy that we've never experienced in human form, you know?
Yeah, I'm not picking up anything dark or negative around her.
No,
it's just
a lot. If you could feel what she's feeling, Katie, you'd be going, good Lord.
And she can't verbalize it, so... She's crying,
but that's why
she's verbalizing
it. One night, the night she wouldn't let me put her back in her crib, I let her lay in my bed, and she was laying her head on my stomach, and she was looking up at, the ceiling and looking around and stuff. And, I could feel, I felt my right side was, tingling. The right side of my head, mostly. But, I could tell it seemed like something was, going on,
Mm-hmm.
Just reassure her that everything is fine and that she's safe. You just have to say that. The best of the ability, saying mommy's here to keep you safe. And, and don't be afraid to hold her. Maybe wrap her up because I'm just trying to think because she's very, a lot of these kids are very hypersensitive. And one way to really calm kids down is put them in a burrito roll so that they're nice and tight because, believe it or not, that does affect them. Because I have to do that as an adult, too. There's certain things I have to do when I'm overstimulated. So it's tightening yourself up, putting blankets on her. I'm surrounding myself with selenite and rose quartz because the selenite will help bring in more gentle energy and the rose quartz is going to bring in more loving energy. So it might be to where she holds that. You might want to try putting a piece of rose quartz underneath her pillow because that can be calming in her dream state.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm being guided to talk to you about. Don't put it in bed with her. Put it in her pillow so it's underneath her head. And, again, if she seems too sensitive to that, then take it away and just lay it, in the room. But that should be the only thing that you want to expose her to, either selenite or rose quartz or both of them. And then pay attention to how she's reacting with that.
Because
then you're going to find out just how really sensitive she is. Also, I'm hearing an Epsom salt bath with her, too.
Okay.
Will help calm her down.
Like nightly or just once a week?
Seriously, I would say every single day because it's helping with the energies. Because what she's doing right now, getting downloaded, recalibrated, and she's integrating. But she'll be fine, Katie. Know that she's fine. The calmer the calmer she's going to be.
I'm not real worried about her, but it's just I didn't know, with her... That one night, especially when I couldn't, she wouldn't let me. I thought she was sleeping, and I was going to go lay her back in her crib, and as soon as I got back in there, she started crying again. So
I have a message for you, too, Katie. The guides, my guides are saying also, Anna, you need to pay attention to Anna, and you need to work with Anna.
Okay.
Yep.
We just had her conferences the other day, and the teacher, she didn't say, she said, well, I don't want to say this, but she's really having a hard time focusing in school, and she, like, just starts daydreaming. And she's like, maybe you should take her to a doctor and see, you know, just have her tested for, like, ADD or ADHD. And I'm like, no.
No. Just work with her and let her know that you're there, and also work with her on developing her abilities because she has a lot of them.
Okay.
She's just tuned into stuff that the teacher can't see, so the fact that she can go off into la-la land, that's a very good thing, but this is where she can start shutting down. So you really want to make sure that you're going, you know, that you work with her on, this is where you want to focus is when you're in school during this time, and then you can go off, and then, man, that going off and daydreaming, because you want her to know that it's a good thing, but to where she can harness it, because she's just tuned in to things that are so outside of the classroom.
And that's kind of what I figured, too, but I was just like, you know, I haven't had a chance to really talk to her about it, but what do you guys think? I know, Beth, when you were here last time, you had said that I should get honest on essential oils. Do you think there's any that would help, like, for during school, that would help her focus more?
Well, Beth had to run to the restroom real quick. She had to blow her nose. But essential oils would be good, but also you need to really teach her some good grounding techniques because she's got one foot on the earth plane and she's got one foot in the spiritual plane. So really working with her to teach her some grounding techniques so that when she's in school, she can be more on the earth plane versus spiritual plane.
Okay.
Just a reminder that she's here to have a human experience, which I needed to be told. She's here to have a human experience, even though it's fun to be out there, but to learn that it's safe and okay to be in, you know, physical form. Even if she looks at you going, what in God's green earth are you talking about, Mom? Her soul is going to recognize what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, thank you. Good luck with the girls, Katie.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you very much. Yeah, thanks for all your
help. Have a great day.
Yep,
bye.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Well, that was, I mean, it's kind of interesting when you have two very gifted children, you know, for people listening out there. When you do have, if you've got children and you recognize that they're both very gifted, you know, you have to work on them and don't work on one more than the other. Keep them equally because each of them, like in her
case, carry their own. Yeah.
Yeah, they carry their own, and you really have to work on both of them.
Mm-hmm. And here's just a little FYI, just because I work with kids, and the thing that I've noticed, especially in November and this whole year, and I get the feedback from the daycares where they're going, oh, good Lord, what is going on? And all the kids in November have had difficulty. But the one thing that they're responding to is if you put them, like, in tight little spaces, because energy, that brings their energy back in. So, like, if you have any play equipment, like tunnels, excellent. You'll see that the kids will want to camp out in there. And it's very soothing, wrapping blankets with them, build forts with them. They like that darkness. A lot of the kids will just start crying out of the blue, and you won't be able to comfort them. It's the energies are coming in so fast that they're overwhelmed and that they have to be able to integrate this stuff that is coming in. And so the best thing you can do, seriously, hold your hands up so your palms are out towards them and then just ask that love just goes to them and it helps calm them down. And you'll be amazed at how quick and easy that is. And that's what a lot of parents are going, I don't know what to do. That's the best thing. You're just holding them in that space. What are you laughing for?
I just realized what I told Katie on air, that was recorded, because she was asking a question, and I said, oh, she went to the restroom to blow her nose. Sorry. It just struck me as like, oh, I guess that's forever out there.
Oh, and again, you guys, you know, here's perfect, sinus issues, because I've been having sinus issues, but my third eye is opening up, and also sinuses represent your physical eyes and your third eye. So this is good. It came out for a reason.
Yeah,
so it's like if you're noticing that you're having sinus issues, it's because your
your
physical eyes and your spiritual eyes are waking up, and it's you have to clear all that crap that we have in there. Think of the lifetimes that we witnessed, whatever we witnessed, not to put a label on it. And I know I witnessed a lot, so I'm clearing that all out. And my sinuses are also associated with my ears, too. So it's just like it has to do with seeing and with listening.
Yeah.
So there's a reason. So somebody needed to hear that so we could talk about it a little bit more. Right. So Marie, everything happens for a reason.
I know, but it's
forever. Hockey. Not just blowing our nose.
Oh, God. Okay, well, we have another list. Hi, who are you speaking with? Where are you calling from?
Hi, ladies. It's Leslie from St. Peter. How you doing?
Leslie from St.
Peter. How are you?
Oh, I'm fabulous.
Good. Do you have a question or a comment?
Yes, I have a question. So
okay.
It's specifically about my dad. I had a reading a couple weeks ago at the Mankato show with Lynn Marie, and she gave me some feedback from my grandfather that's passed away for my dad and my uncle specifically. And so since it was the day of thanks yesterday, I had a chance to talk to Dad, and I told him about that, and his initial response was that I'm just sick. So I'm like, it's okay, Dad. You can think I'm crazy, but just know that I have done my share and my responsibility, and I have passed on the information to you, so you do with it what you will, but I have done what was asked of me. But he's kind of a stubborn fella, so what can I do to, like, kind of help him wake up? Because that was what my grandfather on the other side had said, is that Dad and my uncle need to wake up and learn to start loving themselves more and being more forgiving of others as well as themselves. That was the gist of it.
Well, I'm hearing that your dad has to, that's something that he has to do on his own. You can't do it for him or force him. And the way he will start paying attention is he's going to start, now that you've mentioned it, he's going to start noticing signs in big ways.
He's processing it because you already planted a seed, Leslie, and now it's up for him to do the cultivating, per se.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and you may witness it in this lifetime. You may not witness it in this lifetime. It may not be until he's in spirit form before he goes, oh, my God, Leslie, I get what it's about. You don't have control over that, but you planted the seed. A lot of us, what do you think Marie and I are doing? We're planting seeds for a lot of people to where they're going, and now we get callers down the road going, you know what, I'm paying more attention to signs, and isn't this cool? And then they're proud of themselves because we're not giving them the answers. They're seeing it and feeling it and experiencing it themselves. That's empowering them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it's all about. Remember when I met you? You knew nothing. Look at you now, girl. So that was planted a seed. I planted a seed. And look at how fast you've grown.
Mm-hmm.
You're tending the garden, girl. You're tending the garden. So do you get that? That's
cool.
The same with your dad.
Yeah. No, that totally makes sense. So, okay. It was such a funny conversation, but it's had me thinking since, you know. And there was another one I had for my mom, but that one was pretty straightforward, I figured, but... Dad, I know, has always been a little bit of a tougher nut to kind of, you know, talk to in different things, so.
Well, of course, he said in his old ways of his old belief systems, but that's part of his process. He, no matter what we say, even though we think people didn't hear, they're still processing it, whether or not they're letting it come to the conscious to really look at it and examine. But you don't have control over that, you know.
And your uncle is actually more open than your dad is.
Oh, I kind of figured as much, yeah. So.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's easier for him to process it than your dad.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But just so you know, Leslie, in my years of doing this, I have had people who are so church-oriented or atheists, there's nothing out there, blah, blah, blah. I mean, I've experienced every realm, seriously, of people. And so then the next time I talk to them, they are bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, like they don't even remember that they were closed down to it.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to say anything to them because a lot of people want to go, hey, it's like that's not what it's about. They woke up.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. That's all I care about. I want the light shining as bright in this world as possible. That's all I care about. But anyways.
Right.
So just remember, apply that towards your dad, and your dad's going to wake up. He will, but it's on his time.
Mm-hmm.
His time.
Okay.
Good luck, girl.
Thanks, ladies. Appreciate it. Okay,
you're welcome. Bye.
Okay, so if you want to call in, 347-327-9360. You can also type in your question in the chat room, too, if you are not able to call in. We will read that on air as well. So,
And we have roughly maybe another 15 minutes.
Yep.
So if you guys are wanting to do a phone call, I'd recommend it because otherwise Marie and I can chitty-chat about other stuff. Not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we were talking about the energies of, like, kids.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, you guys, essential oils are excellent for kids.
That was her question.
And for adults.
She
kids,
wanted to know.
Yep,
if,
kids
essential
and
oil
adults.
For grounding, what would you recommend?
Good Lord. Let me see here. Grounding, probably Valor. I would say Valor, V-A-L-O-R. That would be one of them. Or what would be another one? What do I use when I really need to ground? I'm more into the crystals. Like I do, I love essential oils. Man, they're very vital to the work that I do and everything, but as well as crystals and stones. This is what I would recommend. Go either look on a website, and there's many different, you know, essential oils out there, and see what you are drawn to, because that's what your energetic, your body's going to need at that time. What works for me, I guarantee, is not necessarily going to work for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not your average individual. So, but Valor would be a good one, because I know a lot of people use Valor to ground.
And I think we had talked about having someone come on the show to talk about essential oils, so we're going to be planning that show. You know, to get, we know a number of people. I know a couple people who do oils, and you know a person. So I think that would be a good show. Then people, they can come on and talk about some of the different ones and which ones to use and what circumstance.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, I'm thinking I need to contact another individual.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that would be essential oils, crystals, and stones. If you're going to use crystals to ground yourself, carry them in your pockets. Carry a light color in your left pocket. Remember that's receiving, that's the feminine side, and the darker colors in your right side, because that's your masculine side, like onyx or tourmaline or jet,
mm-hmm.
obsidian.
Hematite.
Hematite. Like I am one to where I don't respond positively to hematite. I can't
mm-hmm.
use it. So I've just come to that conclusion. It doesn't,
mm-hmm.
hematite for whatever reason, however I made up, it doesn't work for me. So
hmm.
Rose quartz, you can never go wrong. Selenite, you can never go wrong.
Right.
But again, learn how to tune in with your body. You'll be amazed. And then notice whatever it is you're wearing, colors, crystals, whatever, how you're feeling. Are you feeling uplifted? Are you feeling umpy? So then you need to look at the colors that you're wearing. And right now I'd say like emerald greens are healing colors and purples. Blues are about if you want to do effective communication and spirituality. You know, pinks if you're wanting more love in your life. You know, white if you want more purity in your life. Black, when you're wearing black, you can be grounded in whatever you're doing, so add a color to that black.
And brown is a good grounding color, too. So if you need to be grounded, wear brown. That's a very good grounding color.
Exactly.
And, you know, and one thing, too, I wanted to talk about because, Leslie, our last caller, you know, when you do give messages or you are opening up and you're talking to certain family members, you know, your reaction to what they may say to you tells a lot. I mean, you're always going to get the, well, you're just nuts, you know, and, or people may say that to you. But you get that strong of a reaction when you hit a nerve with someone. That's what I think. You know, when you say something and they give you such a strong reaction, it's because something inside of them went, I hear you, but no, I don't want to deal with that. I don't want to face it. So, you know, it happened to me this happened to me this weekend with the family thing. And, you know, people make a comment because about what you do, but I just let it roll off my back and say, yes, I am. This is what I am. This is who I am. And I'm not crazy. I'm not cuckoo. This is what I do, and I'm proud of it.
You know what? You have to start being proud of people. Think if you're cuckoo. I grew up people thinking I was crazy and cuckoo. I've heard that, and I'm just like going, hey, as long as I'm a good cuckoo, I don't have a problem with it.
Right.
I've heard, Beth, you're weird. As long as I'm a good weird. So you have that response, and
mm-hmm.
people know that it's not going to affect them. So it's like, again, you guys, perfect opportunity of working on what you think of yourself, because then if it bothers you, that means you don't have a high self-opinion of yourself. And
right.
so,
and if it bothers you because you are trying to, you know, come into who you are, that's just another part of your self-examination.
Exactly.
Why is it bothering you?
Mm-hmm.
What is it triggering in you?
Mm-hmm.
Is it something from your past
mm-hmm.
life? You know, is it something that you need to resolve from a past life? Hey,
mm-hmm.
you did this work before and you were persecuted for it?
Yeah.
Good
yeah.
way to bring it up and examine it.
It has to be examined, so you might as well do it. You know what, and just getting back to where you said where you can respond to something, all it is letting somebody know that it's a trigger point. her dad doesn't know it's a trigger, but what he doesn't realize is something that he needs to go and explore and look at within himself. You know, is this my belief or is it just the belief of somebody else? And that's where a lot of people are having difficulties going, is this my belief or is it somebody else? And I feel it's forced on. Well, nobody can force you to believe in anything because you have the power of going, you don't have control over my mind. You don't. Nobody does.
Right.
That would be like saying Marie and I have control over your mind. It's like, no, we're presenting you information, what you choose to do with it. And it might be to where it triggers something within you to where you're going, what a load of, so far we're not getting that response, and I hope it continues. But, you know, the reality is I also know that that's out there, but it just is for you to look at it. And there's nothing wrong with questioning everything. Don't blindly trust. I don't want anybody being dependent upon me for anything. You know, if I have this information, I'm sharing it. What you do with it, use it for the good. All I care, like I said, my goal with this radio show for me is I want as much light in this world as possible.
Right. And we're not here to guide or direct you on your path and say you must do what
we say.
You know, we're given the information, we interpret it. And we're here to help you with your question. And remember that free will has a lot to do with it. Things shift. Time shifts.
Yes.
But we're giving you the information that we receive at the time. And
just remember, as Marie saying this, a lot of people are going, you said this, but that didn't happen. The moment that we just spoke it, that's already the past. The future is being revealed moment to moment, so it can change that fast.
And it doesn't always happen within the next minute or week or 3 weeks or 2 months.
Exactly.
I mean, I look back at readings I've had and thought, oh, you know, I actually record my readings when I go to have readings and I listen back to them and I'm like, wow, actually it didn't happen. It might not have happened in the time frame that was told, but it did happen.
Uh-huh.
You know, and it happened in such a way that it wasn't as obvious, but when you think back to the situation, you're like, oh, this is what they're talking about. So if you keep your mind open and you really examine, you know, what is happening in your life, you'll see that, you know, nothing's going to come with a billboard and say, hey, this is what Beth and Marie said. You know, it's going to present itself in a way that's going to be for your highest good.
Yep.
And with some kind of sign for you to recognize going, oh, yeah, this is what they were talking about.
Remember, if you get anything in threes, that's the universe going, hey, hello, this is your message right here. Are you hearing the message? But it's up for you. And that's the piece that's called you're being more mindful. But that means you're not going at this fast pace. You're slowing down so that you can see. It's kind of like that philosophy of stopping and smelling the roses. You don't know if the rose is what they smell like if you're not stopping and taking the time, the beauty that they have to offer. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And also, I'm hearing them say, please remind everybody, your time and our time may not necessarily be the same.
There are. You have to remember the universe doesn't have a time frame.
Yeah.
It's humans that have put the time frame on it.
So what might be, you know, the guide saying a week in human time might be a year.
Yes, it does.
And that's, you know,
that can be the frustrating piece.
That is the frustrating piece,
So where it's like going, oh, okay, so I'm going to set on my time frame, not on my time frame.
So keep an open mind. I mean, I think, you know, if you're being given positive things in a reading, keep that positive intention going because you've just opened up a positive path.
Mm-hmm.
And if you keep that positive intention going, that's how you manifest what it is that you're looking for.
Yes.
So, you know, just keep that in mind, I guess.
Yes. Don't, because if you're having an expectation on anything, the new way of being is not having an expectation, and that means you didn't form an attachment with it. And with that, that doesn't mean that you can't have a cohesive, you know, with relationship, but it's like just don't have an expectation of what it is that you want. Be open to what is going to be presented to you.
Yeah. Okay, so we have a couple questions in the chat room we can go over quickly. I'm just going to pull up the time for the one was about the new moon. So the new moon, I believe, is December 2nd. So it's coming. Yeah, December 2nd.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. And so there was someone in the chat room, how to do your moon wishes. Is it time to write what you want or what you want to keep away? So the new moon is December 2nd. So typically you want to do it on that day. The power is usually a couple days before and a couple days after when you can still do your intentions. But you want to write down whatever it is that you feel you need for that month. So is it to, you know, is it something that you want to manifest for yourself? Is it a behavior that you want to manifest? Is it
a positive attitude?
Yeah. Is it something that you want to, okay, I'm manifesting that I want to get rid of this addictive behavior. I want to stop eating chocolate. You know, I want to find a way. Anything that you want to do to better yourself, you can write down and manifest.
Exactly, exactly.
Yep. So, you know, what I usually do is I write down up to 10 intentions that I want for the month, and I write that down on the day of the new moon, and I put that away, and then I go check to see, you know, did this manifest? And then I have to think, okay, if certain things didn't manifest, should I ask them a different way? Or is it not for my highest good yet? So then I have to meditate on that.
And so though, for those of you who get frustrated going, well, I'm asking that this bill is paid and that bill is paid, or, you know, this money to come in, and if you're not receiving it, that doesn't mean to give up. You might have to be really playful in the words that you're using, the energy that you're putting into it. Are you open to receiving it coming to you? Just because you say, yes, I'm open to receiving it, it might be energetically you're shut down to it. So before it can manifest in the physical world, it has to manifest in the etheric world. I have tons out there. Now it's getting it into physical form. Yeah. I create like crazy out in the etheric world. Now it's to get it to manifest here in the physical world. So.
Yep, and so that was for Maishi Sunchi. And then we have another question in the chat room from R2D2.
R2D2, I love it.
May I receive a message from Spirit if time permits?
What does R2D2 need to know today?
Right away I'm hearing, keep it positive.
So did I.
Keep it positive.
I hear happy, happy, happy.
Yep.
Be happy, happy,
yep.
happy.
Keep it positive. So whatever you're doing, keep it positive. That's
your energy feels really good because I'm feeling it coming in. So it's like keep doing what you're doing. And you might feel like you're floundering, but you're not. You're on the right path. You're on the right track. So just continue with that. Mm-hmm. Remember, this is about faith now. It's having faith in the new way of being, and it's not our time frame. So just know you have what it is that you need at this time.
Right. And remember, too, you know, this year is almost over, and 2014 is really going to be a big shift
yes.
for everyone. It's going to be a big shift. So we're just finishing up whatever we need to finish for this year. So get it all done. Get it done before December 31st and start that new year, you know, with a big, big positive bang.
And so for those of you who are feeling really by yourself right now, separated, just use your imagination, if you can visualize it, or just think it, that we're all holding hands and we're all in this together. So you're not by yourself. You're not by yourself. For whatever reason, that image came to me, so I had to say it for whoever needed it out there. So just imagine that we're all holding on to hands. Nobody's let go of your hand. It might be you're just not feeling it at this time, but you are assisted, you're guided, and you are directed. And you're going to get through it. We're all going through it.
Yep. Yep. So don't give up. Just keep moving. And
keep on swimming, swimming, swimming. Keep on swimming.
Yeah. So hope that helps you all.
Yes.
So we have about a minute left.
Oh,
do you have
cool.
anything else?
No, today was a really good show. It was very laid back, relaxed. I like it.
I like it because if you know, I don't know if when people listen every week, there's always a certain theme.
Yes.
You know, that everybody's going through. And I really feel that this week people are just in a great
yes.
place.
Energetically, yeah.
So,
for those of you who are just now waking up, welcome, welcome, welcome. You haven't accidentally stumbled upon this, like I said, this blog talk radio page. Go in, listen to one of the archived podcasts, and see what's drawn out to you.
Mm-hmm. We have one more.
Oh,
should we
okay.
take a quick question?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, you are our last caller today, and we have about 40 seconds, so let's make it fast.
Okay. Well, I just had a phone interview, and I'm wondering if you're picking up anything about what the outcome will be.
And what was your first name?
Laura.
Laura. Okay.
I'm hearing positive. It's positive, and I'm seeing two thumbs up. So you're looking good, and within 2 weeks, you'll have an answer.
Mm-hmm. Wow, because she said that she was expecting that I would have to come in for a lot of maybe one or two more interviews in person.
There could be that, but within 2 weeks at the longest, you'll have an answer of, you know, the next step that they're going to go. I'm not saying there won't be an interview. It doesn't feel like it, though. Of course they're going to say certain things. Then they sit around, they talk about it, and they're going, dang, she's good for the job. Let's take her. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you don't know that that's not happening right now.
Yeah, it feels very positive.
Very positive.
You think I'm going to get so you think I'll get the job?
Yep, it feels very
positive.
Good. Feels very good. So don't put any worry in it. Just let it be. So keep your mind busy with doing something else.
Yep.
Sing songs. Be positive. Then I got it.
All right.
Yep.
And we are out of time. So good luck. Yep, thanks.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, everybody. We'll catch you on Sunday. Have a good rest of the weekend and love and
light. Love and light, you guys. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.